Brian Tallarico is here right now, as he is every week at this time. He is the content director for a fine website you should visit and pay some time in, HollywoodChicago.com. Hello, Brian.
Good morning, Bill.
How is the news? How's the spirit in your home this holiday?
It's good. We've had a little bit of child sickness, as happens every time this time of year. Kids get colds and flus and stuff, and my littlest one had a little fever last night, but he seems better this morning, so they kick it quickly at that age, usually.
Let's talk about the best.
Yeah.
You've got some good ideas. We talk about television shows with Brian, except next week we're going to have you do the hat swap.
Yeah.
And at 9:30, you'll be in for Marcus Leshock, who is, as you may not know, he's in the building
right
today.
Right now, Tom. Yeah.
Yeah. He'll be here at 9:30 to talk about the many movies that are opening up this weekend and on Christmas Day.
Some of the best of the year, in my opinion.
Yeah. So, yeah, you were gushing about...
a couple of them he might feel differently about. But we'll let him take it today.
As will other critics, potentially,
too. Some of them, yeah.
Well, let's talk about the TV landscape. Why don't you give us a sense of the year, just in general terms. But let me first just mention our phone number.
Sure.
It's 312-981-7200. You call that number now if you'd like to talk with Brian and me about maybe... what you think are the best examples of television programming this past year. So go ahead, give us the snapshot of the year in general.
Last 2011 was a really good year. We had a lot of very interesting new shows. We had Homeland. We had American Horror Story. We had a lot of interesting programs on network TV that were hits, like Revenge and Once Upon a Time. And this year, I can't say as much nice things about TV. As far as new programming, I've got a rough draft of my top 20, and there's one new show on there. Everything else is in its second year or beyond. So it was kind of a creatively dry year as far as new programming. And a lot of those shows that were so good in their first year took kind of a stumble in their second year. I think American Horror Story's second year has been nearly disastrous. I think Homeland took a little bit of a dip down. And even great shows, as great as it is, I think Breaking Bad and Louie were both slightly down. There were very few shows where, if I had to say, okay, was 2012 better than 2011? There's only a couple. So I think I'm hoping 2013 is a reinvigorated sense of creativity for especially the networks. I mean, if you look every year, there's fewer and fewer broadcast network shows on my top 20. This year, there's one broadcast network show in my top 10, one, and it's going to be gone at this time next year, 30 Rock. So the idea that more and more creativity is being seeped out of the networks over to cable gains more strength every year.
We talk about that so much, Brian, and it's so puzzling to me in the sense that if everybody is so clear as to what's wrong and what needs to be done, why can't corrective measures be taken?
Because it requires wholesale changes. It requires changes to formatting. It requires changes to how they program nights of the week, and it requires changes to creative risk. The funny thing is, we've talked about this, a few of the networks took some creative risks this year, but people didn't tune in. I think people have become accustomed to seeing more creative shows on networks like AMC and FX and HBO, and they want comfort food. You don't go to a comfort food restaurant and order something risky or dangerous. They want comfort food on network TV, and so that's what they're getting, and that's what they're going to keep watching, and that's what we're going to...
All right, well, tell me about what the new show was that you liked, the one solitary new show.
I liked – well, there's two. The only one made the list, and that's Go On, Matthew Perry's sitcom, and it's at, like, number 20 on my top 20. It's a solid comedy. It started off a little shaky, but I think it's gotten pretty funny, pretty heartfelt over the last few weeks. Last Resort is near my top 20, maybe in my runner-ups. That's a good show from Sean Ryan that I think needed more time to develop but has already been canceled. So we've got one show that's been canceled and one show that started rocky but has improved. It's funny. I was thinking about Sean Ryan's The Shield, which is, I think, one of the best shows of the last 10 years. The first season of The Shield was not very good. It needed time to develop. And yet he's had two shows since then, Chicago Code and Last Resort, that weren't given time to develop. They had rocky first seasons, and they never found their footing. And we keep doing that. It makes you wonder what Chicago Code could have become or what Last Resort could have become. They could have become great shows, but we'll never know.
It's so interesting when you look at these shows. There is so many people involved.
Oh, yeah. Especially a show like Chicago Code, which employed so many people here in the city we know and love that then lost their jobs or moved over to Mob Doctor.
Oh, please. Hey, Don, you're on WGN. Oh, Don, yeah, what's your favorite?
Yes. Hello, I'm right across the lake over here in Coloma, Michigan.
Oh, okay.
And my favorite show is The Middle. I love that show. Pat Heaton is great.
She
Every
is.
Kid has his own personality.
They do.
And there's always a little message in there. You know, it's a great show, and I hope they don't cancel it.
They won't. It does well, quite well for ABC. In fact, it sometimes puts up numbers that compare to Modern Family, which everyone talks about. I think The Middle is increasingly great.
It's completely different than Modern Family.
Well, it is. It is. But it has a similar heart, and I think this season in particular has been really quite good. Every week, it's one of the few shows that my wife and I try to watch on Wednesday nights. I think it's been very funny. I think the kids are great. I think Axel, the guy who played that camera, the actor's name, his comic timing is perfect. It's perfect. And I think the writing is better than most people give it credit for. I think it's a very funny show. It's a good call, Dawn.
Yes, I'm so glad they're going to keep it. We watch it every Wednesday night.
It's not going anywhere.
Thank
does
you
well.
So much.
Thanks.
All right, Dawn, thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Well, be like Dawn. Give us a call at 312-981-7200 and maybe surprise us with some of the picks that you have.
Dawn had a good one. That show doesn't get a lot of press at all. So let's talk about more of those shows that aren't getting enough press.
Back to calls, back to you. And Jeff, you're next up on WGN.
Hey,
no kidding. This is one of the good ones. But didn't Brian say this has been weakening, Breaking Bad?
It might still be the best show on TV. You think it's the best show on TV, Jeff?
Yeah, the writing seems unreally good at times. It just, my buddies and I will text each other after a show and just really amazed by the endings. I mean, season four was off the hook when Gus got killed, but I think the last season has been really good.
I think overall, season four might be the best season of TV in the last 5 years. So it was naturally going to step down a little bit this season. And I thought this season felt a little rushed at times. Like they were trying to cram so much into 8 episodes, like what was happening with Mike and all. Just, there was almost like hyper pace this season, almost too much. I liked the pace last season a little bit more when they had more time. But it might still be my number one. I haven't fully decided. The writing is amazing. The acting's amazing.
Jeff, have you been watching it all along from the beginning?
Yeah. And it just seems like it's like a lot of TV shows kind of fall off. This one seems like it's just the writing's gotten better. Well, I know they have guest writers and stuff, but they really have done well.
Well, yeah, but it's all overseen by one man. Vince Gilligan oversees every episode.
He's a young guy,
he speaks
isn't he?
To he's relatively young. Well, I mean, he was on X-Files, and that's a little ways ago now. And he was one of the writers there.
The endings really just capture like a hanger-on for the next episode better than most shows.
Well, one of the amazing things about Breaking Bad, and I believe this will be copied more in the future, is Vince Gilligan had all 5 seasons in his head when it started. In other words, it's like one great big novel. It's not like other shows where they kind of have to be like, all right, what are we doing next season? Breaking Bad, you see it from beginning to end, it feels like one long story because that's how it was conceived. So I think that's one of the reasons it's so good.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah, it's played out real well. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.
Joe, you're on WGN. A good morning to you.
No, good morning to the both of you.
Thanks.
Hey, Joe.
Christmas to both of you.
Thanks.
My favorite new show is Elementary. I think it's almost as good as the British version Sherlock, and I really like the twist of Lucy Liu as Dr. Yep. Watson.
You know, I'm going to go back and revisit that. This is the time of year, like between Christmas and New Year's, where I try to rewatch a lot of stuff because I put out my list on January 2nd. So I'm going to check out Elementary again. I liked the premiere, but honestly, I haven't seen much since then. And you mentioned the British Sherlock, which I adore. I think the British Sherlock is incredible.
Yeah, so I really love that.
Yeah.
But can I also add, I was reminded of last night, because they showed back-to-back episodes, of how really good The Good Wife is.
It is. It's very well written. It's very dramatically sound. It's one of those shows I haven't been able to keep up with week to week. I mean, as we've talked about here, I can't literally watch everything. But when I do see it, the performances are great. The writing, the dialogue on that show is really strong.
And it's amazing how they keep getting all these amazing guest stars every week.
Yeah, they do. Because I think it's gotten enough acclaim. It's gotten Emmy nominations for every season it's been on, and people want to be involved in that kind of thing. And I hope that show sticks around. That's the kind of drama we need to encourage.
Where is its arc?
As a show?
In terms of its life term. Is it past its maturity on toward the
Well, it's never been a huge ratings thing. Yeah. In fact, it's kind of on the bubble every season as to whether or not it's going to get renewed. But it's one of the few shows on network TV, especially CBS, that gets Emmy nominations for Best Actress and Best Drama consistently.
Do you think it was a mistake to move to Sunday night?
I think it was a mistake.
Leaving it at Tuesday?
Yes. I think it was a mistake to move it around as much as they did, especially Sunday nights given football. Football often overruns into it. And I know people who stopped watching The Good Wife because they'd set it to record, and the live football program would push over into it, and then they couldn't watch it.
No, wait, I thought 60 Minutes was the...
Well, everything gets pushed.
Oh, so
in other words, if you set your DVR to record Good Wife, which starts at 8, and the football overruns and it really starts at 8:20, you're only going to get 40 minutes of the show. And I know people who gave up on the show because of that. They have to. CBS has to figure that out. They have to figure it out soon.
They've been doing that for years, though.
Yeah,
decades.
I know. I know. But when you've got a drama like that that's on its, on the bubble and on its lifelines already, why mess with its core audience who are loyal to it? I didn't understand that decision at all.
Hey, Sally, welcome to WGN. Good morning to you.
Hey, Sally.
Good morning. Good morning. My favorite show is Vegas. Now, I love Chiklis and Quaid. I think the roles they play are fantastic. Is that going to stay around?
That's a tough call. We'll do this early next year. Starting in like March to May, pretty much all we do is, will the show get renewed? That one will be probably right on the bubble. It does well, but not well enough for CBS. CBS is the number one network on TV, so everything's kind of got to be a huge hit. So it's not a huge hit. Now, it might develop. It might find time. It might get a bigger audience. At this point last year, I think we thought Person of Interest might get canceled, and it developed a big audience in the spring, and it's doing well. So you never know.
It's
too
good one.
It's too soon to tell on Vegas. So.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. That's a good one, too. I'm going to revisit that. I love Chiklis and Quaid. They're great actors.
Thanks for calling, Sally.
Thanks.
Now, we're not going to take Nancy's call. Nancy, let's explain why.
We love you, Nancy. We get calls on Blue Bloods every single week. It's amazing to me. I wish I could contact a producer. I might try to do that. Find someone who works on the show and let them know that literally every single week we're on the show, someone calls about Blue Bloods and how much they love it. And I think it's great. I think it's fun and interesting that our audience so loves this show that doesn't have a huge numbers or get a lot of press. But, man, something about it hits our audience, that's for sure.
Well, do you have any early sightings for 2013? Anything got you excited about
January's
projects?
January is really interesting. We're going to talk about a lot of great shows in January. Justified comes back in January. Girls comes back in January. Enlightened comes back in January. There's a new show called The Following with Kevin Bacon that's very promising. And that's an interesting Fox show that's taking risks, and we'll talk about that. There's all kinds of shows in January and February to talk about. So, yeah, it should be a fun start to the year. Hopefully a creatively strong one.
Well, Jennifer, you have a question about Kevin Bacon. Go ahead. You're on WGN.
I do. I've seen previews for his new show, and it looks fantastic. I'm a Criminal Minds sort of girl.
You're going to like it.
Love those kind of shows.
Yeah.
And I was wondering how his new show is and if it's worth watching.
Well, here's the thing. I saw an early version like almost a year ago at this point. I have new versions. I have 4 episodes, and I haven't had a chance to watch them. I will over the holidays, and we'll mention in January. What I have seen, I liked. I think it looks very promising. I'm not sure how much they've changed since what I saw, because a lot of times they send us early versions so we know what's going on, and then they alter some things. So I don't want to say too much. But what I saw, I liked quite a bit.
And Jennifer, his personal pledge to you is that
he will
look at all those episodes.
Trust me. You know I will.
And I will listen and find out what you have to say about
it. So. Thank you very much, Jennifer. Have a good holiday.
You.
Yeah. Have a Merry
you
Christmas
too.
To you.
Bye-bye.
How about, you know, in my house, it's always Mad Men.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, last season was not as strong.
Not as good as 4.
And I'm wondering if it's now about to fade into oblivion.
I don't know. I thought 5 was good. It was a little rockier. This is another case like Breaking Bad where I thought season 4 was amazing. Yeah. So it was naturally going to step down a little bit creatively. That Mad Men's a show that's in my, like, 11 to 20. I still think it's one of the best shows on TV, just not a top 10 show anymore.
Yeah. It's probably the same complaint that Charlie Trotter had. He said his restaurant was brand new, he'd win all these Michelin stars.
But
because he's been out there all these years, it's just, oh yeah, it's excellence, just A-plus work, so what?
That's true in all art. I mean, if Quentin Tarantino's movie was a debut, everyone would be going crazy about how amazing it is, but we just expect that kind of stuff from Quentin Tarantino now, or Martin Scorsese, or whoever it may be. I mean, that kind of stuff happens in all, we compare everything to what was done before. You can't watch a season of Mad Men and not compare it to what you've already seen.
Brian Tallarico, you read him. Make him feel welcome.
Thanks. I like Jennifer's suggestion, too, of Parenthood before we go. That's a good show that I will definitely consider and look at a little more before the end of the year.
Yeah. Thanks, Jennifer. Sorry, we're not going to take your call, but
thanks. We're out of time.
You get the Brian Tallarico endorsement.
Yes. Everybody loves it. We get a lot of calls about Parenthood. That's a very popular show with our listeners, too.
We'll see you next week, Brian.
Thanks, man. Have a good Christmas.
Bye-bye.